Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The man who is powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He is Daryl Ryder. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, guys. Happy Darryl. Draft day.
Yeah, back at you. Back at you. You have your umbrella ready to go?
I don't need one. I will be stationed in the home office watching the proceedings and, staying dry. But the good news, the weather forecasts say it's supposed to dry up when the Jaguars go on the clock around 8 o'clock. So some good news.
Yeah, that's what Andy said. I'm glad you guys are seeing more optimistic forecasts than I am. That's outstanding news. How about a forecast for the first round pick?
I don't have one. they're so deep, that it 25 guys are in front of them, so it's kind of tough to just say, hey, here's the guy the Browns are going to draft. So it'll be interesting to see how the board falls. I think that obviously Trevor Lawrence is going to go number one overall to the Jaguars, and I reiterate my annual position that the commissioner should step to the podium, open the draft, and then just say, with the first pick, here's who's been selected. No need to take the full 10 minutes, Jacksonville, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Get the picks in quickly, move this thing along. But it should be a fun evening on the shores of Lake Erie.
Daryl, Jeff and I were having a debate. I think, it's probably a mistake if they go offense at 26. In fact, I'll go out and say they need somebody on defense. I mean, I don't think this is earth-shattering to anybody that's been following the Browns over the last year. Is it a mistake if they go offense with the first round tonight?
No, I don't think so, especially if it's the receiver. And the reason I say that is, Andrew Berry doesn't tell us much when it comes to tipping his hand. But you really have to pay attention to what he says, because he does provide some illumination into his thought process. Okay. And the thing that I took away from the conversation that we had with him last week was when he said that he takes a long-term view approach to the draft. It's not about it filling a need. It's not about instant gratification. And filling a need and instant gratification makes you think defense, right?
Correct.
But if you think big picture, right, what would the Browns need in the future? Wide receiver all of a sudden comes on that list, even though today it's not an immediate need. All the receivers from last year are back, right? Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr. are your headliners. You drafted Donovan Peoples-Jones last year, Rashard Higgins. He's back, though, on a one-year contract. Kadarius Hodge is a restricted free agent. They haven't officially, I don't think, signed him yet, but he's probably going to come back as well. So, and then when you look at 2022, the conversation will then be in the 2022 offseason, what do you do from a salary standpoint with Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr.? Can you keep both going forward? That will be a conversation. So now all of a sudden, wide receiver, when you look at the big picture roster view, receiver comes into play. So I wouldn't say it's a failure or a mistake if that's the route they ultimately go. But when you also look at the big picture, especially on that defensive line, they have a lot of short-term commitments. Same conversation, right? Jadeveon Clowney, one-year contract. Tock McKinley, short contract. They cut Sheldon Richardson, who was entering the final year of his contract. So they've got a lot of short-term commitments up front. So when, again, you take a step back and you look at that big picture that Andrew Berry talks about, defensive line, pass rush, that becomes an immediate need for the future, even though it might not be an immediate need for today. So that's why I say don't rule anything out, because you just, you know, the just based off, you know, how Berry talks about how he views his approach to the draft, it's very easy to look at the roster and say these are the needs. But then when you take a step back and you look at the big picture, all of a sudden those needs multiply.
So, but Daryl, just to follow up on that, I just think that the talent pool, if this draft goes the way people are saying it's going to go, and if you want a wide receiver, you could be looking at, again, I don't know what the Browns draft board looks like, but you could be looking at maybe the fifth or sixth, maybe even the seventh best wide receiver in this draft. Right. And if all of those offensive players go high, I've got to think that that the talent pool on defense just keeps on dropping down to the Browns, where that they would have their number one or number two guy on their board if they're looking at a defensive tackle, if they're looking at a defensive end. I just think the odds are, and the way this draft seems to be set up, so quarterback heavy, so wide receiver heavy early on in the first round, that the odds are that the best player available at that 26 spot is going to be somebody on defense.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And I think the Browns are trading up tonight. I do. I think that they'll move up. They might not move up significantly, but I look, they got nine picks to work with. I don't think they need nine rookies. I'd say six. If they come away with six guys this weekend, that's a successful draft. They don't have, if my memory serves me correctly, I don't think they have any extra picks for 2022 sitting in their back pocket. So it wouldn't surprise me to see them collect a couple extra picks for next year as well, where those needs, as we talked about, when you look at the big picture, all of a sudden will expand in 2022. But so he's got tremendous flexibility to go up or down. I just think right now, this window, win now, it makes all the sense in the world. Give up one of your third round picks to move up a couple of spots to go get a guy you really like.
And Daryl, I'm perfectly okay with that. You know,
should be, Jeffrey.
Well, you know, Daryl, the reason why is Andrew Berry has given us no reason to think that he doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
You know, that's the bottom line here. And so that's I don't mean to sit back and just say, hey, whatever. But in 1 year, he's given me the confidence to sit back and say, hey, whatever. I'm going to have a real hard time second guessing what he does tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, they're in a great spot, no question about it. I wrote about this yesterday. You know, every GM, aside from winning, right? Every GM covets most is flexibility, and Berry comes into tonight's draft with just that flexibility. He can stay put and just let the board fall to him. He's got the capital to move up the board if he wants. He's got the motivation to add picks next year if he wants to slide down the board as well, if the guys that he wanted go a little earlier than he felt and he just doesn't see the value at 26, you know, for what's left. So he is really in the catbird seat tonight. He is in an enviable position, and there is no pressure on him to make any specific selection. And there's no pressure on him to, you know, make a splash, if you will. The Browns aren't looking for a franchise savior. They're not the headliner of this draft. They're the host. And it's a great spot for them to be in.
How many quarterbacks are going in this first round?
I think it's five. Now, the question is, how fast do those quarterbacks go? I read something this morning where there's a thought that the first five picks in this draft are going to be quarterbacks. I don't think that's going to happen. I know at number five, there's a lot of conversation with Atlanta. Do they take a tight end? Tight ends typically don't get drafted in the top five. It rarely. It's almost, you know, similar to running backs. Remember, though, the Browns drafted Trent Richardson third overall years ago. They actually traded up with Minnesota a slot to secure Richardson. So I wouldn't rule that out. But I believe Justin Fields is worthy of a top five pick. I think he's a franchise quarterback. I think that a lot of the narratives that were out there, the pre-draft narratives that were out there, were garbage, unfair. Some of it, the usual nonsense, if you will. But I think he is a franchise quarterback. He played hurt at Ohio State. He answered the bell playing hurt at Ohio State. I think at minimum five quarterbacks go in the first round, maybe six. And I think it's, possible all five of those quarterbacks could be gone there in that top 10.
Daryl Ryder's joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter. You can follow his coverage on our website, and he'll do a great job doing all of this. Daryl, the one thing that, and to back up with what Andy has said about defense, clearly they're going to try and add people to this defense. And right. I know they have extra picks in the third and fourth, and those are very valuable if they want to trade up a little bit. If they don't, can you imagine? You have six picks in the first four rounds. You will be able to add a serious chunk of defensive help to this team if you end up using those picks in the first four rounds. Trade five, six, and seven, that's great. And if it really helps you, trade the extra third or the extra fourth or whatever you need to do. But if they don't, man, those are some pretty good picks to add some talent to a team that's really ready to do something. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, he filled the holes in free agency temporarily, right?
Yep. Yeah.
But when you look at going back to what we were talking about, going back to the big picture view of the Browns, they have depth issues on the defensive side, okay? The starting holes have been filled. But they got to, fill the depth in on that side of the ball. Offensively, they have more depth. You got two strong receivers, the entire receivers we talked about from last year, all those guys are coming back. Your offensive line is set. It's one of the best in the NFL. You got two stud running backs to work with. You got your franchise quarterback to work with. So on the offensive side of the ball, they're pretty set. Tight end, again, set. So that's why it stands to reason, Jeff, that this is going to be a very defense-heavy draft for the Browns.
Daryl, let's play a little fun game here before we let you go. Ready? Tell me the player you think the Browns would like to pick tonight if they stay at 26.
A lot of talk about the linebacker from Notre Dame. And I think linebacker is a need. I think they need a guy that can just basically be a Swiss Army knife at linebacker. I've said it for years that elite linebacker plays what pushes you over the top. I keep going back to defensive line, and is Barrymore the guy to come in and long-term stabilize the middle of the defensive line? So those are the two players that I've really been bouncing back and forth at, but don't discount corner at 26. I know that they said a lot of great things about the medical reports regarding Greedy Williams and the shoulder. Greedy's obviously optimistic about his progress and has worked extremely hard to get to return from that nerve injury. Would not surprise me though if Andrew Berry picked a corner in the first round.
Daryl, have fun tonight. We look forward to talking to you after the first round and after everything that happens over the weekend. Thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys. Enjoy the draft tonight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.